Thanks for your time, Savannah. Could you just give me a bit of an insight on what makes Savannah tick?
Oh, okay. Well, football, for a start. Definitely my faith. I'm a Christian, and that's what I'm quite passionate as well. And football's definitely the biggest one. But, you know, friends and just having a good time socialising, it's really awesome. Like, I love having a good life with all my mates, which is, yeah, definitely my other big passion.
Yeah, you say football is part of your that real passion. How did getting involved in football happen for you?
Well, I played rugby in Sydney. We used to live down there for, I think, 4 years. And then we moved up to Byron Bay in 2010. And I'd been playing there at Bangalore Rugby Club for 6 months or so. And the boys were just, wasn't enjoying it anymore. So I just thought I'd give soccer a try. And it turned out well. And from there, I just loved it. Yeah.
Which is pretty incredible. You're playing up at Palm Beach in the Queensland NPL, which has led you to the QAS. Obviously, you have ambitions to go further.
Yeah.
You see that this is, you know, it obviously going to give you some quality grounding.
Yeah, this is a massive opportunity for me. Like, it's definitely one of the biggest I've had so far, and definitely think that from here on, like, I've got to take it, and I know that if I take it and I really, like, try and learn as much as I can now, I honestly believe I can make it. Like, I feel like I
can get there. Where do you see you want to make that? Is
definitely playing for my country, full stop.
That's
like, the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned one of your favourite players being Mart Schwarzer. He become an inspiration in that, you know, his longevity in the game, the quality of the player and the quality of the person?
Yeah, definitely. He's just like, he came to my old school in Sydney once, and that was before I started playing soccer, and he was introduced to his book, and I didn't go, but my brother did, and like, he's a really nice guy. But I just think, like, the talent he has, and to be like so old in the game, and would have so much wisdom. I just, like, it's unbelievable that he's still playing and to such a high standard, like, still playing for his country. And there are so many people behind him that are, like, very talented, and he's still up there, and he's, you know, 40-something. Like, that's what I want to be doing. That's what I want to, like, do.
Obviously, talent isn't the only thing that's going to get you.
Exactly, yeah.
And I feel that, just sort of talking with you briefly, that you've got the desire and the will to work hard to get there. How hard are you working at the moment to improve yourself? What sort of, how many hours a day? What?
Every day. At the moment I'm training 4 times a week, so it's either Brisbane or the Gold Coast, and most sessions are about an hour and a half long. And then I'll have a game on the weekend, so I've just pretty much given my whole life to it, and I think that it'll pay off soon, and yeah, I don't know, it's just, I think I'm doing something, maybe 5 hours of training a week and then a game on the weekend.
Plus all that travel, etc. as well, which is demanding. And tell me a little bit about the experience of playing in the Bill Turner Trophy. You know, a different group of players, obviously, some that you may well play with, but overall a different group of players, a different coach, you know, different schools. Every other week, whenever you play, how's that been for you?
I've enjoyed it. I think it's like a little bit of a step down from like training with or playing with like 17-year-olds, but the level is improving especially from last year. Our team, Trinity's, improved quite a bit, and especially making it this far again. I really enjoyed it. It's a fun way for me to like catch up with friends, but still, everyone puts such an effort in that it's still enjoyable. Like, we still play really good football as well. I just love seeing the improvement of our team, like, as we proceed through the competition. The improvement has been massive, and I think that's one of my favourite bits about playing Bill Turner. Just our school team developing.
Yeah. I've been fortunate to watch the last 2 games that you've played. to quite good wins.
Yeah.
Last week was Wagulga, and it was a bit harder than the one before. Hunter Sports High, how do you see them as an opponent? Do you know much about them?
Well, as a matter of fact, I know about like 80% of the people of the team. I just went down to Nationals with them a month ago. About half of the people there, and pretty much everyone in the team trains for the Newcastle Emerging Jets. So I know there's going to be quite a high standard of talent in that team, and they, you know, they're training 3 times a week in the mornings and then in the afternoons. But I think if Trinity just really try and hold together, I think we can do, like, if we just try our best against them, I think we could, you know, maybe hold them to a draw or something at least.
There will be a result.
Yeah.
And finally, your other interests outside of football, your church and the school?
Well, I know definitely, yeah, my religion. But, I really enjoy rugby as well. That's still a bit of my passion. I actually had a tournament on Friday with the school down at Xavier. That was a lot of fun, but that was maybe my last game of rugby. But, you know, my rugby's like definitely brought me pretty far within black soccer as well. It's given me a lot of confidence. I really enjoy reading as well. That's just something to relax. And music is one of my I really enjoy listening to music. Like on the way to bath, on the way to school, on the bus, just everywhere. Just music, part of my passion as well. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you very much on behalf of the Bill Turner Trophy and Cup. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
You too.
Thank you. I have to get somebody to cut this.